Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the
What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. And today I can think of no better way to bring the show in than this way.
Start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And God bless the USA. And our new president is no longer president-elect. He is now President Trump, and I hope the rest of the people, the detractors, the haters, I hope we all remember that this is the USA. It's not about one man, one woman, one person. It's America. And I hope and pray that we all finally realize that no matter who you voted for, no matter who you wanted, this is who we have now. And it is about the USA. We are America, and we need to be strong, and we need to make America great, however that way in your mind is. But it's certainly not being an asshole and flipping off every time that the new president is born, is brought up. He is now the president. So you can choose to try to make the airplane crash, or you can decide to try to make America better and try to do your part in that. And that will be the last of my lectures, but God bless the USA. God bless America. We have every potential advantage here, and it just makes me it's hard to even talk, actually, but I will, because you know me, I'll get through it. But so we do have a new president, no longer a president-elect, and of course, let's now hope that many of the things that have been talked about can get done, can get passed. Obviously, I have my doubts of what will get done. I know the things that he can do himself. He will sign the executive orders, but I'm sure that there will be a lot of trouble getting many of these things through the Congress and through the Senate, even though they are Republican denominated, because, of course, they've quorum carrying about their jobs. But so as we look forward into the future, we can now look for potentially some better banking regulations, which would be tremendous from a standpoint of we need the banks to free up liquidity and free up money so that we can start to see the growth of small business. We need the money to be able to start to let people lend and borrow and start to use credit again, so that they can borrow at a reasonable rate, not a usury rate, and actually start to hire employees. Okay, that is what the banks will be good for if they get through some of these regulations. You know, our people out there that are being worked over by the inability to borrow money, which has put a lot of businesses down and out of business. Hopefully that will be the first start, because listen, We all have the same dream here, and that is to create more jobs and create jobs so that the average guy and gal and person can make a living. Okay? We all want to make a living, and we, I'm not speaking, I can't speak for everybody, but I'm assuming you'd like your neighbor to do well, your neighbors and friends to do well at the same time. And of course, I think that, you know, obviously the better that the middle class does, the better off that we're going to be. And that is something that, you know, we have to look at, you know, going forward. Okay. And that is always important, is that if we're making money, then you're spending money. And if you're spending money, other businesses are making money, which goes back to the velocity of money. And if we can get back some money velocity, then we have the ability to see growth. And if we see growth, we can then create some more jobs. And that is the circle of life in which we live in. If we create growth and we create jobs, we create money for everybody. And of course, the rich will get richer, but that's okay because we're all making money and we're all happy. And that's what life is about. And we have to make sure that we all get there, because that's what it's all about. Okay. And if you do it that way and we see growth that way, then all of a sudden we are suddenly in better shape. Now, doesn't that make sense? You know, if we get through and do all these things, then all of a sudden we're going to be in a stronger, better position where everybody is earning money and everybody is happy. And that's what life is about, is that everybody should have the opportunity to be happy. Now, you know, if you're miserable, you're miserable. Well, hell yes. So, you know, just be miserable. But if it's one thing if you didn't have the opportunity. And certainly for the last 8 years, opportunity has been lacking. And I am not blaming that on President Obama. I am blaming that on the Federal Reserve, to be honest with you. I'm blaming it on the whole government that tried to manipulate the markets. But if we can get back to some semblance of free markets, then I believe that will be better for everybody. Okay, I believe that the ability to earn a living, the ability to be an entrepreneur, the ability to be able to start a business and live and not have to sweat it out every single week that you don't have the money, and how are you going to make your payroll because you'll have potentially a line of credit, okay? And if you you know, get that part, then you will be in very good shape, and the whole country will do better. And I believe and I hope that that's what we all have, is for the overall country to succeed with the success and the ability and the opportunity for you and anybody you care about that will have an opportunity to make a good living, live well, be well. And I think that is the message that we should be worried about today and every day, and quit worrying about the crap and the assholes that are out there. Okay. Because now here's where we are and this is where we're going to be. So let's make it better for everybody. Let's become the America, the beautiful that we love. Stand beside her and guide her, and download the Bubba Show. And remember, it is liberty and justice for all. And when you miss a show, of course, you go to libertytalk.fm. And also, you go to bubbatrading.com to see what we're up to, as we're always trying to bring you some new ideas to help your investing in your business world. So make sure you check out those things. And of course, make sure that you stay tuned. We're going to come back right after the break. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. I'm going to step out here, but I'll be back. I'll be back. And God bless the USA. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back. With you, and of course on this inauguration day and our new president, Donald Trump. You know, we have obviously business to talk about, and markets continue to stay in this tight range of consolidation, and you know, don't really have any appearances of breaking out one way or the other. Now, of course, they will break out one way, and we'll see which way that will be. I would expect to the downside, but of course, you know, we've been looking for that for a while and have not seen it. We continue to find reasons to be buyers in the market, and of course, that is typical. Markets do tend to drift higher, but you know, you're going to see a number of changes with the new administration, and of course, a lot of the rally that we have now, a lot of it was built on the hope and the promise of some of the things that that Donald Trump will be able to do. And of course, now that it is a official and we have a new president, now we will get back to, unfortunately, real politics. And, you know, I think one of the big differences that we will see is that it appears that Mr. Trump is much more active, works harder than any president in the past, and is much more involved and really speaks his own mind. And I'm hoping, and he has shown the ability to want to reach out to, you know, both sides of the aisle. And I think that is an important issue, the willingness to put differences aside and work together. And I think if we can get that done, then over time we will see some improvement. But I think one of the things that we all have to remember is that as much as we have hope and we have promises that we will get better, we do need everybody to become part of the team and work together. We need to have a lot of serious changes. And again, that goes to both sides of the aisle. This is not a Republican or a Democratic or a Democrat issue. This is an American issue. And, you know, we as Americans need to pull together. We as Americans need to be, you know, put aside our differences, because the president is more than a man. The president is the office of the president, and it does deserve and command respect. And you know, you may or may not like the man in the office or the woman at some point, but you have to, or you should, respect the office. You should decide that the greater good is that we get things better, where, as they say, all men and women and people are created equal, where we all have the inalienable right for the pursuit of liberty and justice. And I just think that, you know, it's time to, you know, move and put your differences on the back burner. You'll have time at another election to go ahead and voice your opinion and voice what you want and what you'd like to see happen next. But now it is time to make America great again. Okay. You know, we have over the years, and again, I'm not blaming Obama. I'm not blaming anybody. I'm saying that over the years, we have had some problems, some troubles, and we have not been the greatest America. Just witness many of our difficulties within the country that have taken place. And until we resolve those, until we bring back the people and bring back some peace and some harmony, I mean, look, there's always going to be violence, there's always going to be trouble. But a lot of that does derive from the lack of work, the lack of growth, the lack of the ability to be better and better yourself. And as we've seen in history through many of the very tragic events, that people, when they become despondent and lose hope, do and will resort to things that are not necessarily good for anybody. And those things typically result in the harming or the injuring or the destruction of either other people or themselves. And I do think that, you know, now we have the opportunity to, you know, make America great again, or to continue to make America greater, depending on how you want to look at it. But in the meantime, if you like the progress that was made under President Obama, then you would just want to improve upon what he did through President Trump. And I think that is the transition or the peaceful transfer of power that we need to focus on, because, again, at the end of the day, we are Americans first, and we need to act as such. And trying to create destruction, looking for one man to fail, is kind of stupid, okay? I mean, I've seen ignorant things and dumb things in my life, but I don't know that I've ever seen anything dumber than what I've seen during the lead-up to Inauguration Day. You know, I can't tell you how disappointing it is to watch and to watch people that you know, that you think you have respect for, that act like a bunch of idiots. I mean, again, all right, you're on a plane. Do you want it to crash, or do you want it to get there safely? And that's the problem that I think we've witnessed throughout the election cycle in the period now. Because, again, I'm not telling you that you have to like it. I'm telling you that it's time to move forward and work on making America great and keeping our standing in the world as not only the best country in the world, which we are, not only the most powerful, which we are, but also the most respected. And I think when you have a bunch of idiots running around like morons, doing stupid things that reflect on how immature they can possibly be because they want to take their bat and ball and go home, shows you a weakness. And America is not weak, and America should not act weak, which is why you have to pull up your bootstraps and say, hey, you know what? My team didn't win this time, but I'm going to do my part to try to make it better. I'm going to do my part to make America succeed. And that's what we need, is we need to have success. We need to have strong businesses. We need to have unity. And we need to have growth. And we need to create jobs. And the only way that we can do all that is to become one nation under God. Because if you remember the Pledge of Allegiance, if you remember all the things that made this country great going back 240 years, okay, there's been good people and bad people that have run through. But at the end of the day, we have managed to survive, because at the end of the day, we all pull it together and make it work. This is The Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz on this great Inauguration Day. And, of course, LibertyTalk.fm is where you can go to download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And make sure that you check out Bubba Trading as well, BubbaTrading.com. We are here to help you, because we are here to help make you great again and make America great again. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out for a break, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. The Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz on this Friday inauguration day, and a very exciting day. And of course, you know, as you watch and you look around, and of course we look at markets that are, you know, kind of grinding around, and you know, we're seeing different things happening, but overall the markets have been positive and they continue to rally. You know, they've basically gone into the deep freeze recently. But we do see the hope. And I think that's one thing that, you know, we sometimes forget on how things work best. And when you have hope, when you have dreams, you have a chance. Okay? It's when you give up that hope that you become a failure. It's when you give up that hope, you become somebody who is easily led into bad situations and bad things. And I think that, you know, if we just look back at history, and we don't have to look back at politics, if we look back at some of the great sports teams in history, okay, what was the common thread, okay? And I think that, you know, if you go back, you know, to the 1970s Oakland Athletics, you know, the Charlie Finley, Wild Athletics, that basically all hated each other. Okay? I mean, they did not like each other. They were not a friendly group. They played together and then they moved on. But what were they able to accomplish? They were able to accomplish unity. They were able to put aside their differences while that team was on the field and win baseball games, leading them to winning championships, leading them to be a great team for a long period of time. Very similar to what we have right now. We know that we have a lot of people that don't like Donald Trump, don't like his methods, don't like who he is. But now, as you want to become an American versus a hater, okay, if you become a hater, you give up hope. You give up the dream, okay? And I will tell you this, from being an athlete to a businessman to a person, if you give up your hope and your dreams, you got nothing. And I think, you know, over history there has been, you know, many teams that were similar. And we talked about Oakland, and now, I mean, one that's obviously very near and dear to me is the 1985 Chicago Bears, when Mike Ditka took the team to the Super Bowl. But if you remember the inside story, there is the defense hated the offense. Buddy Ryan and Mike Ditka hated each other, but somehow they managed to put their differences aside for the greater good. And they did win the Super Bowl, and they looked and still are probably, on one season, probably one of the greatest teams in history. But why was that? It was because they were able to put their differences aside for the greater good, for the hope, for the dream of winning the Super Bowl. And I don't know if you ever caught the 30 for 30 on the 1985 Chicago Bears, but what you will see is exactly what we're talking about here, the hatred and the mistrust that went on. But when it came time to be a team, they were able to do so. And I can't believe there's anything more important than the team of America. And, you know, if we pull together as a team, that will make life better for everyone, okay? Because if you bring back hope to everyone, if you bring back the ability to see a country of growth, and if you bring back the ability to have dreams, then everybody can participate who wants to and try to live out the dream that they have. And people that come to America that weren't born here come here for one reason, because it is the land of opportunity. And Donald Trump took that opportunity and parlayed it into the president of the United States of America. And again, I like him or hate him, we now have to pull together as one big team, because it only benefits everybody. And your concern and my concern are not necessarily just selfish for you and for me, but we should be thinking about the future for our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, the people that won't be, that we won't even be around to see. But we are laying the foundation for continued success of America. And I think that one of the things that we often forget is that we are all on the same team. And it becomes very sad and very depressing when we have so many people trying to really fight what you shouldn't be fighting anymore. You had your opportunity. The fight is over. So if we can bring back great jobs to America, I mean, just think about how everything that we do will actually benefit you and your family if we take the time to do it all right. Think about, you know, wouldn't it be great to go back to having great jobs again? Wouldn't it be great to be able to go look for a job if you wanted? You know, some people like to change jobs often. Wouldn't it be great to have a lot more available to you? Because certainly, with the exception of certain fields, we don't have a lot of great jobs available right now. We've lost a lot of great jobs, and we will probably continue to do so for a little bit longer. But don't you see the point that if we can pull together and create more opportunity, I mean, you know, we would be just so much better off. I mean, I cannot believe that we could be so divided and have so much hatred over the office of the president that we would actually put ourselves in jeopardy. And that's where I think that the people are missing the big picture. Is the big picture is success. And if you want to talk about the people that have been complaining and whining from Hollywood, you know, if it wasn't for Americans and people that would that wanted to go to the movies, you wouldn't be making $22 million in a film, okay? And that's where I think missed the boat. And we miss the point, okay, that, you know, you have to be unified. And again, you don't have to love everybody. You don't have to be the greatest, but unification brings opportunity. And it would just be great if we could become back to, you know, where we were. We've always had hatred. We've always had issues. But somehow we managed to always pull it together and make this country what it is. And I think that's where I find my greatest sadness, is that we don't do that as much anymore. And maybe that is because of so much social media, where we don't have to have contact with people. And we can be a bully online or on Twitter or on Facebook. And we can be a jackass without anybody really knowing who we are. And I think that is a sadder state of affairs, that we become, we all now live behind our phones. We live behind that social media. We live behind and hide, you know, from one another through tweets and posts and, you know, emails, you know. And I think that the personal touch of America, to me, has been lost a little bit. And I think that is an area that will needs to be mended and fixed. And I think we can do that. I do believe in America, okay? I do believe in the system, okay? I don't like a lot of the system, but I do believe that under the right leadership, and if everybody would pull together, I do believe that we can be better. And certainly, this is the time, because we have gone through many, many years of badness and things that are not well. And again, I'm not blaming anybody for this. I'm just saying that we have created this environment over the last 30 or 40 years, and it needs to be improved upon. And my hope is that we will pull together as Americans. This is The Bubba Show. I am, of course, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Did run for president, didn't make it, but obviously hoped that I would. In the meantime, go to libertytalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends, and make sure you go check out bubbatrading.com as we continue to help to make America better and help you become a better investor. In the meantime, we're going to step out here for a break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Of course, on this Inauguration Friday, we talked about the entire show about pulling together and not to be like the assholes like George Soros, who cannot wait for Donald Trump to fail. Okay. You know, here's a guy that turned in his own people back in the day. Okay. Made sure that during Nazi Germany that his own people got killed. So is this the kind of guy that you want to see as someone who represents who you are? Okay. Those are the kind of people that are rooting for failure here. Okay. The George Soros of the world, some of the big stars. And why are they rooting for failure? Because it won't affect them personally, because they're rich and they don't give a shit about you or anything but trying to be right. And I think that is something that is a tragedy from who we are as a country, as a nation, and where we came from. You know, the America, the great melting pot, over the years. And yes, there's been issues, there has been things that have been done here that have not been great, but we continue to grow and we continue to learn from those things. And I believe that we can be back to the greatest industrial nation. I believe that if you take the time to work on things and put it together, I think we can get there. And to me, there would be nothing greater than to eliminate the trash of these assholes that have no regard for America, but are really just selfish. But they have a big enough following to try to create havoc within the American way. And, you know, we want to be ready to move forward. We want to help everybody. We need to help our farmers, okay? We need to make our banks better so that they can provide some liquidity to borrowers. And that does directly apply to farming, as they borrow millions of dollars on the spec that they can make it and grow and do everything that they need to do to bring product to you. We've got to make life better for those that are less fortunate. We've got to take care of our veterans. I mean, what has happened? I mean, to be a veteran in this country, you should be revered and be of the top, okay? Anybody who would risk their lives to save yours and mine should be saluted at every moment and should be well taken care of. And yet, they're not. Okay. We need to be able to take care of our educators. Okay. And we need to create a better environment for everybody, because we have too many people in this country that are homeless. We have too many people in this country that are in trouble. And we need to help to make that better. And the only way to do that is to create an environment of growth and unity, and the willingness and want to be better. Okay. And I do believe in my heart that Donald Trump is the man that will give it his best go to make America the place that we all want to be and want to live. And all of his detractors, I think he will prove them all wrong, but I think as you've watched, he has reached across the aisle. He has reached to his biggest enemies that have been nothing but nasty to him, and has tried and is trying to make it better for everybody. So as we move on and go forward, okay, I think we have to remember why we are here and what we are trying to do. And I think that overall, it's best for everybody if we get along. I think it's best for everybody if we create an environment that allows all men and women to be created equal, and people. Okay? Because this is the greatest country on earth. This is the United States of America. And we have always managed to pull together. And I'm hoping that this is not the exception to the rule, but we revert back to the rule of one for all and all for one. And at the next election, you can vote for somebody else if you choose to do so. But, you know, I cannot at all wish for anything but the best and success for everybody. And it is God Bless America. And let's go back to our buddy Lee Greenwood for a couple of minutes. Here we go.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, wherein least I know.
today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
And that's what I hope that everybody does, is I hope you're proud, as I am, to be an American. I hope you are as proud of this country. And I hope you remember to respect all the people around you that made this country great, that give you the opportunity for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I think you need to remember that at the end of it, we are one team. We're on the American team. This is the Bubba Show on this Inauguration Friday. I want to thank you for being here today. And again, I love this country. I love America. I'm proud to be an American. And I want to wish everybody to have a great weekend. And let's all pull together as one team, one nation under God, and become, again, the greatest country on earth. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next time. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Good night, everybody.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk Event.